Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To you, particularly, good morning to everybody watching live on the YouTube. Good morning, Julie, Martin, Jem, Hannah, Rick, Pablo. Anybody else? Barney and Neil. Good morning to all of you. It's nice to have you here. I haven't sorted out my hair. I haven't sorted anything out. I'm getting a haircut on Thursday. Everyone calm down. Okay, relax. How are you? It's exciting time, isn't it? Very exciting time.
Pigs in space!
So 28 million. Dollars for the seat next to Jeff Bezos. Pulls down the blinds. You're excited? You're excited about going into space?
Thank you, I will read. Mr. Bezos, I would like to talk about new business opportunity for you.
I love that change.org. They had a petition up to deny Jeff Bezos re-entry to Earth. That was quite a nice idea. Anyway, how are you? You all right? Good. Some bits to get through. David on the Twitter there. It's at Not Today Pod. Very cross with what he calls typical Swanburst media anti-poetry bias in evidence this week. Listen, mate, we're just trying to tell the truth, mate. I shall now write a villanelle to express my displeasure. He says, also, and here is Do Not Go Gentle, read by the poet with an 80s backbeat, just because. I don't know why he's chosen to do this to us, but this is what it sounds like.
Why can't Do not go gentle into that good night.
Oh, yeah.
Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Oh, yeah.
The wise men at their end know dark is right. Because their words had forked no lightning, they do not go gentle into that good night.
Pure Raid Melky. That's a thing for people who watch The Watch Along. There's this amazing guy who's put a feature-length film on YouTube. I can't remember what it's called, but his name is Raid Melky. I'm not even going to spell it for you, because really you should join us on Patreon and we can watch it together. I'm kind of obsessed with him. He does the most extraordinary freestyle rapping you've ever heard in your life. But that really reminds me of this, which I can't remember if I've shared with you before. It's so powerful. Jem says, I love a bit of walking bass. This is not that. Julie says, sonnets on the 45. Keep on burning in my mind. What do you think this little refrain is, this little hook? To be.
Whether it is nobler in the mind.
Mr. Richard E. Grant, ladies and gentlemen.
And arrows of outrageous fortune. Or to take arms against a sea of troubles. And by opposing.
And the... Oh.
To die, to sleep, no more.
No more.
No more.
No more.
To die, to sleep, no more. No more. No more. No more.
5, 6, 7, kick!
To be or not to be.
That was those lean years in the 90s, wasn't it, when no one was interested in the famous Richard E. Grant, and then he became the famous Richard E. Grant again, and everyone was happy. Anyway, I thought you'd enjoy that. I can't remember if I played it to you before. If I have, I'm sorry, but I think it bears a lot of repetition, that one, doesn't it? Orpheus and Richard E. Grant. No more. On a poetry tip, Pat has emailed, not today, at swanburst.com. Stand by your beds, he says. Good morning. Here's my stab at a potentially unpleasant limerick. Yes, I've been asking for your hashtag unfinishable limericks. And he says, there was a young man called Bob who liked to put things in his gob. Is it too late to pull the stream? He asked just a minute, what can I put in it? So he gave his mate a blow dryer. You know, he needed one for his unruly hair. Tell me about it. Same today. Hope everyone has a great week. Thanks very much, Pat, for that. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. Neil says, hi, Jake and the Yaptitudes. I thought I'd give the poetry a go. I've created a free verse poem. I believe that the rhyme is but a tool and not a defining characteristic. So you'll see that this poem toes the line between visual art and poetry, and that the rhythm and imagery are inseparable. The essence of the piece shows a generation's rejection of economic materialization and the embracement of sexual liberation and exploration through the use of psychotropic vices. That being said, all of the following are quotes from David Willis in episode 1 of Irish Paint Magic. Yes, this is the watch along. We do it every Friday night. And one of the things we got a little bit hooked on is Irish Paint Magic. It's an Irish TV answer to Bob Ross and his paintings. And so this is Neil's distillation of some of David. And I will attempt an impression, actually. What the heck? If GB News can broadcast, I can attempt an Irish accent. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Create the Illusion. Black gesso and liquid clear. Small strokes until I come out. Pull down. Pull it down. Pull it straight down. Water coming out. Choo. Choo. Push up, push up. White on my fan brush. Brown, beautiful warm brown. Spread the brown. Quite flat. Gently like a whisper. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. You know, if I had time, I would actually go and lift all of those lines out and then we could do a side-by-side comparison. After that, Neil says, as Julie would say, I'm spent. Cheers. Thanks very much indeed for that. That was intensely powerful. I really enjoyed that. Keep all of that coming, if you will. In the meantime, though, not that many people have been going for it. By the way, some reaction to that poem coming through on the YouTube. Jane says, smear on the liquid clear. All right, Jane. Darren says, Irish Paint Magic found poem. Julie simply says, Neil! And Jane says, it's as if we were back in Liz Popple Studios. Jem says, this is magnificent. Well done, everybody. Barney says, this is brilliant. Good. What is not brilliant is the following feature, but we've had some takers. John Olson Jab. Yes, it's time for that. So many of you have been in touch. Okay, one of you with some John Holmes figurines to swap. Here is that one.
Hi, this is Rachel and I'm from Enfield. I'd like to swap the John Holmes surfer dude for the John Holmes dream house jacuzzi, if anybody would like to swap it. Thanks, bye.
So if you've got the John Holmes dream house jacuzzi, why not get in touch? You could have the John Holmes surfer dude winging its way to you. If you've got any swaps you'd like to do, well, you know what to do. You can get in touch on the WhatsApp, he said, trying to work out what it is again. Oh, yeah, 07862 032654. Leave us a voice message. But we cannot tarry, because that's all there is of that. We need to work out what this week's musical is going to be about. For operational reasons, I'm not confident about this week. But we're going to give it a go. Quite a lot of suggestions. We've got Jem says, what about GBBs? Oh, okay. This is GB News, I think. Christmas Panto or Spring Ballet featuring a redux of the UKIP Calypso. Oh, you're going back now. And David says, what about the British summer fake news? The musical Go, 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 Gove. The ice cream tragedy. The epic tale of Gordon the Gopher. Fork handles for fork handles. I'm going to need about 4 hours to unpack all of that. Urban Bongo says, it's got to be GB News. And Martin, I mean, this is a really good title. It's hard not to go for this title. Far Right Express. Oh, man, that's really good. Had a little bit of a nibble at John Holmes. Hannah says, is the surfer dude slightly foxed? I don't know. Rick says, I love the John Holmes action figure chat. Well, get involved. Somebody else, who was it? It was Julie, said, what about the GBB's take on Lloyd Webber's cats? Twits. Yes, sure. Why not? Alex observes, does GB News really deserve the attention, though? How about a Les Mis-style one where Freedom Day is only ever one more day away? Oh, that could be quite poignant. I mean, poignant, frankly, is much easier to do than funny. Rick says, I watched Simon McCoy's show, well, the first 5 minutes, and it was a disaster. I realised that his co-host was the woman who, with Cambridge Analytica's help, did some business in that Kenyan election. Keeping Mick's advice from yesterday in mind. Even McCoy couldn't rescue that show. He didn't look happy. I hope he's paid well. I'm sure he's paid well. I'm sure he's paid very well indeed. But it's what it does for your soul, isn't it? A comedian once observed to me that you can make a lot of money doing a game show, you know, like a daily game show, you know. But your self-esteem might slightly plummet and your career might feel a little bit pointless. You can't really come back. Once you've done that, you're sort of gone forever. Some final business for you is that we've had some applause through. Here it is. Thanks very much, Jem, for that. Feels about right. There's been this discussion. Alex, a couple of days ago, said we should have a light smattering of applause that peters out as soon as people realise no one else is joining in, followed by a single echoing cough. Yes, I think that's a good idea. I've put on Twitter a link to an app. This is on Android, but it's probably on iOS as well, called Voice Recorder. The publisher, the company who made it, is called Quality Apps, brackets, Recorder Weather Music, close brackets. So you know it's good. But I actually use it on my phone and it's pretty good. If you put all the settings on the highest number, you could record some applause. If you want, please don't feel obliged. Dear God, there's enough to do. And then email it to nottoday@swanburst.com. And I'll put them all together and we'll do some applause. Let's say, like, by the end of the week. And then, you know, we'll launch on Monday with some genuine applause. It'll be interesting to see how that sounds. There we go. Barney suggests, why don't we have Dan Whitten's anti-lockdown monologue set to a Lawrence Fox-style guitar dirge? Well, that's quite a nice idea. I quite like that. Apparently the John Holmes figurine is lightly soiled. Pablo says, Les Dennis used to record an entire season of Family Fortunes in 2 weeks. It took that long? Jane says, are we allowed to record Whoops of Joy as well? You can, but I don't know that it's going to sit well with the rest of the hopefully quite desultory applause. It's entirely up to you. Pablo says, I gave you the clap via WhatsApp. Well, that's quite an achievement in its own right, isn't it? Okay, we need to lock down what we're going to do. Lots of people are saying it's got to be GB News. Barney says GB News. I think it's probably going to be GB News. I know that dismays some of you. But it feels like It feels like an easy target, and that's all I've got the strength for this week. It's the hay fever. Anyway, have a good day. My kid's off. Got a sore throat, little puppet. So I shall be tending to him and attempting lyrics. We'll workshop it tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.